Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Demon
Seed.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Hello.
This is Mike. Mike's
hello.
How's it going? Have you got your top off? What's your...
Top's off. Trousers off. Everything's off. Everything's out. I'm out and proud.
I've just been watching a Derek Jameson advert for the serialization of his book in the Sun News.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Good?
Yeah, really good.
Oh, man.
Don't they read us? They surely do.
fuck off.
I grew up begging pennies on these streets. And I made my way to the top here at Fleet Street.
Thank you, though. There they are. Here we go.
Ring it.
I can't reach it. Can I reach it? Hang on.
Go on, see if you can.
I got it. Anyway,
the entire show in 53 seconds.
How was it with Reese the other day? Part of shit, I imagine.
Oh, fucking pathetic. Awful. Awful. Oh, it was one of the worst ones we've done.
Was it a free one? That's the freebies, though, wasn't it?
It was a freebie. So, you know, they've already got their money's worth in the first minute of this
oh,
one,
yeah. So. This is, well, I imagine it's going to drive, what do they say in America? Like, our content will drive people towards this. Because our USP is, I don't know what our USP is.
Unique selling point, I think.
No, I know that. I know what it means, but I don't know what ours is.
A unique selling point is that it's fucking pathetic.
It's unique, but that's not exactly a selling point, is it?
What sums it up is I thought I'd take a drink as we do the show. And what really sums it up is I'm drinking a bottle of Budweiser as we do it.
Yeah.
Fuck, what a
I've just had a big fucking Chinese curry and I can't even bother to brush my teeth. I'm just going to do it anyway.
Lovely. Slight
I'm just licking curry sauce on my moustache and treating these people with complete contempt.
Fucking great, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Oh, it's going to be fun.
What so flavor meal? You've been away, haven't you?
I went to Solihull, yeah. We went to Solihull. Oh, yeah. So that was glamorous.
I just came back from Glasgow. That was glamorous as well.
Yeah, I saw a picture on the internet. You were stood outside a closed COVID centre with four cans of tungsten, well, was it? Or
no, tenants.
Super.
Yeah. I had a lovely day. Wonderful. I mean, a proper day for the ages. I mean,
did you win an award for doing the proper podcast?
Oh, no. No, nothing like that. I mean, we did win an award, but that wasn't why I was in Glasgow.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to Glasgow to win an award for doing a proper podcast.
No, I was still working up there doing a proper television programme.
Oh, nice. What was it, like week in, week out, something like that?
Yeah, it was Weekend World with Brian Walden. Welcome to Weekend World.
Brian Walden.
Yeah. I was surprised to get the call up because he's been dead for fucking years. So,
The stunts was outrageous, but the program content was... Oh dear, lovely.
Yeah, so the long story short was I couldn't check my bags because I was there too early.
Right.
So I wanted to go to Billy Connolly's old pub, the Saracen Head. But it was closed, unfortunately, when I got there, because they only opened on weekends because of COVID.
Okay, right.
So I couldn't go there. So I went to the airport with my new friend Kai, very nice man.
Yeah.
And Kai was on a different flight, so he checked his bags and I couldn't check mine in. So I said, listen, you go ahead and I'll... Well, they let me check my bags and I'll meet you in the bar upstairs.
Okay.
But of course, that didn't happen. I couldn't. It took me ages to get my bag checked in. So I said to the woman there, "What can I do? You know, I've got to wait an hour and a half on my own in an airport before I can go through security." She said, "Well, I said the pub's closed. There was like one bar there in Glasgow Airport downstairs, but it was shut." She said, "Why don't you go to? I just go to the Marks and Spencer over there and buy a bottle of wine and drink it yourself if I like that or something." I'm not going to drink a bottle of wine on my own in a bloody airport.
What's wrong with you?
So I thought I will go to Marks and Spencer. I'll get something to eat or something.
Yeah.
But I thought, when I got there, I thought, she's got a point, but I'm not going to drink wine. I'm going to drink Tennent's. So I got four cans of Tennent's, and I thought, I don't want to drink them. Well, you're not supposed to drink them on the floor anyway, I don't think.
No. You're right.
It does look bad drinking them in public, you know. Watching the flight board, drinking on your own looks bad.
Yeah, from a plastic
bag. So when I go on the airport, that's going to be quiet. And the only place that was quiet was the COVID test centre because it was shut.
Lovely.
So I sat there on my own for an hour and a half drinking Tennent's outside a COVID test centre.
Did you have all four during that time?
Oh, yeah. I drank four in about 30 minutes.
Lovely.
And I didn't look at my phone for an hour then. A bit pissed.
And then by the time the plane lands, completely battered, but all the fun's gone and you just feel rough and you've got to go home.
Well, then I had a pint. When I finally got through security, I had a pint upstairs on my own because everyone had left by that point.
Lovely.
On their flight.
Yeah.
My flight was supposed to be at 10 to 10.
Yeah.
The bar shut at 10. That's all right. I'll stay until half an hour before, then go to the gate.
Right.
And, of course, the bar shut at 10. My flight got delayed for 4.5 hours until 2:15 in the morning.
Lovely stuff. Cracking stuff. And what happened from there?
Everyone was shut. No, there was no staff to speak of anyway to ask a question. There was no information on the boards.
Lovely.
EasyJet literally couldn't give a fuck.
Lovely.
There's no means of contacting EasyJet.
Wonderful.
So eventually the pilot was there, God bless him. He came out to talk to us. I felt sorry for the poor bugger. He was knackered. He just came straight from Belfast.
Yeah.
People give him a hard time. I thought, don't give the pilot a hard time. He's the bloke flying the fucking plane. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, just let him keep
light.
Yeah. Oh, mate, do you want a can, mate? Make it a bit easier for you. Have one of these.
Here, let's take the edge off. So, so eventually he then came out and said the reason there was a further delay, was there was ice on the wings, and the crew that get ice off the wings has gone home at midnight. There's no one there to do it.
Yeah.
So they were filling the wings with hot fuel and hoping that melted the ice.
So
eventually
we got
on the plane, and then he said...
We got a load of petrol and set fire to it and put it in the fucking wings, didn't we? And of course, that got all the ice off.
Don't I? So then he just kept popping out. And I was on the front row of the fucking plane. He just kept popping his head around the corner of the cockpit going... Yeah, that looks fine now. I think it's all melted. I thought, don't think these things. Know these things. So I got home. I got in. Of course, I flew to Bristol. I didn't fly to Cardiff because Cardiff Airport is so fucking shit.
Incoming pain.
We tell them it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know. We just told you that.
Clack hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
There is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the clag hands may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming pain. Twice the clack, twice the regret. All for £5. To become an official Clackhound, go to patreon.com/TheDemonSeed.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.